This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Addiction and Relationship Advice channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Doug Weiss, the Executive Director at Heart to Heart Counseling Center. Dr. Weiss has been successfully counseling hurting hearts and relationships for more than 20 years and has been featured on top national publications like Oprah and Dr. Phil. He will be diving into today's sex addiction, discussing intimacy anorexia, and sharing ways couples can repair broken relationships. And Dr. Weiss, we are privileged to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, it's good to be here, Eric, and thank you for opening your audience to have such a wonderful topic.
You bet, and looking forward to this as well. So first of all, tell us about your background, for starters, in the field, and what inspired you to specialize in sex addiction.
Well, I'm a recovering sex addict. I've been sober now for 30 years, and I take a polygraph to verify that. And I was working on my master's degree, and you know, my practice was all sex addicts. And so we started to be really successful at helping them get their lives back together and repair their marriages and have a great life.
And what services do you offer at Heart to Heart Counseling Center? Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, sure. We do telephone counseling, people all over the world. We have 3 and 5 day intensives where people fly in and really have a life-changing encounter to be able to be free from sexual addiction. Most people we work with get free from sexual addiction from the day they leave our office. And then we have phone groups. We have lots of books and materials and free app, and which is Dr. Doug's Tips, and stuff like that. Just lots of stuff people can get better.
In one of your books, Intimacy, Anorexia, Healing the Hidden Addiction in Your Marriage, you discuss intimacy anorexia. What does it mean to be an intimate anorexic?
Well, intimacy anorexia is the active withholding of spiritual and emotional and sexual intimacy from your spouse. If you're married to someone with this, you feel married and alone. You feel disconnected. You feel rejected. And this person, let me quickly give you the characteristics. They're too busy for you. They blame you. They withhold love from you. They withhold praise. They withhold spiritually. They withhold sex. They won't share their feelings with you. They use anger and silence as a way to control you. They're critical of you. And sometimes they'll control or shame around money issues. And again, you'll feel like a roommate. You know, if you got someone who's got 5 or more of those characteristics, you're probably living with someone with intimacy anorexia, which is really prevalent.
And certainly a serious problem today. We are with Dr. Doug Weiss, the Executive Director at Heart to Heart Counseling Center, who has been successfully counseling hurting hearts and relationships for more than 20 years here on eHealth Radio's Addiction and Relationship Advice channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Weiss, how can one distinguish between healthy marital disputes and being an intimate anorexic?
Well, every marriage is going to have conflict. That's part of being married. You got 2 different people and genders and backgrounds. But the intimacy anorexic, this is something where you actually tell your spouse, this is what I would like from you or would desire to feel connected and loved, and they willfully withhold it. And it seems like intentionally before vacations, or they'll sabotage it before times when you might be sexual, they'll sabotage that. And sometimes they'll forget your birthday, Christmas. They won't acknowledge your value to them on any regular basis. You really do feel very like, why are we here?
And does intimacy anorexia fall under the umbrella of sex addiction?
Well, no. You could never have had a sexual behavior at all that's inappropriate and be intimacy anorexic. Now, 1/3 of sex addicts are intimacy anorexics. A little more than that of the spouses of intimacy anorexics are. That's not uncommon at all. But someone could have never, ever looked at porn, never had any behavior with self or inappropriate relationship and still be totally intimacy anorexic. Because some of the causes, Eric, are sexual trauma. Well, you can be a sexual abuse survivor and not be a sex addict. Now, one of the causes is sex addiction. Another cause has to do with the family of origin, not attaching to the cross-gender parent or poor role modeling. So I see more with women that they would more likely not be a sex addict and be an intimacy anorexic. With men, if they're a sex addict, the large chance that they're going to be an intimacy anorexic, but they can be an intimacy anorexic without being a sex addict.
And how can one take the steps to overcome their intimacy anorexia?
Well, like anything, Eric, the first thing is to get informed. Get some information on intimacy anorexia. We got stuff on YouTube, Vimeo, you got our website stuff. get a little bit of information, get the books or videos on that, see if it really fits. If it does, I mean, most people, I mean, we get emails from all over the world. They watch something, they watch a YouTube video and go, that's my life, that's my marriage, how did you know? Because we describe it so clearly. And then get help. You know, we have support groups on the phone. We have counselors who can talk to you. We do intensives. I have two couples this week, you know, have, where they're both, the couple's intimacy anorexic. They both are intimacy anorexics. They're both starving each other. And they're actually, it's, you know, we're later in the week at this point, and they're liking each other and they're connecting. And they said they've talked more in the last couple of days than they've talked in the last year. And I believe that because they pushed through some major things to help them be successful.
Certainly have appreciated your time and brief moment to be with us here today. In conclusion, any final thoughts, tip, or any takeaways here for the listeners today?
Sure. I would say to anyone who's married, if you, whether you have a sexual addiction or you have intimacy anorexia or whatever's going on, you know, you can have a fantastic marriage. You know, it takes some work, but both of you are worth having a fantastic marriage. So if you're feeling the quality of your marriage isn't optimal, then just go for optimal, find the tools that you need, deal with what you need to be optimally married.
Where can listeners connect with you and get more information accordingly?
Well, they can go to our website, drdougweiss.com, or if it's our intimacyanorexia.com, either one, they can get information there. Our free app is Dr. Doug's Tips, and that can help them. And our phone number is 719-278-3708. If they want to give us a call, we can help them kind of sift through what their needs are.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Weiss, and wishing you all the best. And thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for all you do. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet, and thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Doug Weiss, the executive director at Heart to Heart Counseling Center, who has been successfully counseling hurting hearts and relationships for more than 20 years. And for more information and for contact, simply visit drdougweiss.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Addiction and Relationship Advice channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.